WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The next leg of new freeway on and off ramps begins this morning. Southbound traffic will not be able to exit at Southwest Parkway or enter the freeway in front of the mall. The Texas Department of Transportation reports that construction is supposed to be completed, weather permitting, by the beginning of November. Meantime, southbound freeway construction will continue between Briarcrest and University for at least two more weeks. The window has opened for those interested in running for Bryan and College Station city councils and school boards in this November's election. Most of the activity has come from the city of Bryan. Councilman Art Hughes cannot run for a third term due to term limits, filing on the first day for his single-member District 5 seat were Ben Hardiman and Jared Hamblin. Current Bryan at-large councilman Chuck Condola can seek a second term, but he tells WTAW News he has not yet decided. Two others have filed for the at-large seat, Buffy Simank and Kevin Davenport. On the College Station City Council, incumbents John Nichols and James Benham have filed for re-election. The filing period ends August 24th. Yesterday began jury selection in a Brazos County capital murder trial. Gabriel Hall of College Station was 18 when he was arrested. Hall is accused of breaking into a home on October 2011, killing 68-year-old Edwin Schar Jr. and attempting to kill Schar's wife. The district attorney's office announced on social media that jury selection is expected to continue through the month of August. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. A Bryan man has admitted to possessing what a College Station police detective says is one of the largest amounts of cocaine in the Twin Cities. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 30-year-old Rogerio Herrera was sentenced to 13 years in prison after being caught with almost $8,000 of cocaine in April of last year. The DA's office also reports a Bryan man was sentenced to 30 years in prison for running away from and later punching a Bryan policeman. According to online court records, 52-year-old Wiley Hawkins has been convicted 28 times. Prosecutors say they reached a sentencing agreement that drops a charge of burglarizing a building in exchange for a 30-year prison term and Hawkins not being able to appeal the latest convictions. The Bryan School Board has approved and is waiting for the City Council to give its blessing to use of a wellness center operated by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says it's been discussed for several years.
Up to this point, there's not been a time that we felt comfortable actually going into this agreement or into this action. But we feel very comfortable going into it now, and it's just one more example and one more way that Bryan is trying to attract and retain highly qualified staff.
City employees have had access for more than 4 years. Dr. Wallace says Bryan ISD employees would have access starting January 1st. The owners of an underperforming retail area in College Station are being allowed to have the option of converting the space to apartments. That followed a spirited debate by two members of the city council at its last meeting. Julie Schultz, who voted no, was concerned about the future of the loan business at the lofts at Wolfpin Creek, located at Dartmouth and Holloman.
I think it's unfair to change the rules on her and require that, you know, she be surrounded. She's the one little business in this housing area. She didn't sign on for that.
James Benham, who made the motion to grant the request, said it's not the city's business to get involved between a landlord and a tenant.
Being a free market advocate, I think we should let them do what they need to do to maximize the value of their property.
Developers could turn what are now 4 retail spaces into 6 to 14 ground floor apartments based on the variety of floor plans on the loft's website. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mostly sunny, continued hot through today. Your high temperature this afternoon, 95 to near 100. And tonight, fair weather, clear to occasionally partly cloudy. Low temperature, mid-70s. More the same likely on Wednesday, sunshine with a few scattered clouds around 95 to 100. And then clear mid-70s on Wednesday night. Thursday, close to 100 with a mix of clouds and sun. A slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:09, time to talk about things in the world of critters. Man, story up in Weatherford, Texas, about a family who've lived up there in the last year. They've killed 100 copperheads, killed 30 last weekend. And Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. Those are pretty big numbers, pretty scary numbers.
Those,
you know,
are.
I don't know. What do you think? What happens in a situation like that? How does that happen?
I'd move.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just, yeah.
It'd be interesting to know if maybe the, and again, Weatherford, which is up near the Metroplex, did people around them clear cut?
Well, and I know there's a lot of them up there because I've seen on some of the horse things I follow, you know, like multiple days in a row, they're, you know, throwing saddles on horses and they're, you know, sat behind the backs of the saddles, behind the seat, there's snakes wrapped up in there.
Wow,
and stuff.
Really?
So I know there's a lot of them. And I have friends up there. There's a lot in general. But yeah, people probably, you know, oh, neighbors shredded their pasture. So the snakes scooted over to the other neighbors and then they, you know, and they just, you know.
Well,
loss
and then,
of habitat and concentrated.
Well, yeah,
their
that's
location.
A short range too. That happens because I'm seeing more snakes now than I did a month ago at my place, and that's just
and they're coming in for water.
Yeah,
and
exactly. You know, we didn't have that problem the first 3 months of the year, and now that that dry is happening. But I mean, over a year, that sounds like there was some sort of a real environmental situation that changed for those folks.
Again, move.
Yeah, that's be easy enough. All right, hey, so what's going on at the Humane Society?
We don't have any snakes right now. We do occasionally get snakes, though. Mm. We actually, they come in sometimes as mostly as strays, believe it or not. And we actually have a rehabbers. We move them out. We don't even, you know, adopt them out through us. We're not snake experts by any means, so we just turn around, move them out,
sure,
and have the reptile rescues adopt them out, and so we're grateful to have them. A lot of my staff is very grateful to have them as well. But we get, you know, next to dogs and cats, the animals we get the most are generally chickens. And if you are ever interested in a chicken or know somebody who's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm willing to add a few chickens to my flock here and there, you know, you can be on the wait list. When we get them in, we call the handful of people, and whoever shows up first gets to adopt the chicken. And
was that the last week, 2 weeks ago, we got a call, you know, because we talked about chickens and salmonella and all that kind of stuff, and this guy had said he was concerned that chickens would be a gateway to, you know, all sorts of fowl in your backyard and that kind of stuff. Now, but there's city ordinances.
Right. There are city ordinances. Exactly. Yeah. So you can have, like, within the city of Bryan, you can have chickens, but they have to be so far from your neighbor's fences or a dwelling, and, you know, College Station, you can't, obviously can't have any roosters either, you know, stuff like that. There's all, so check those before you get chickens. But there's a lot of country folks, a lot of people out here that have, you know, 10 acres, couple of acres that they can have chickens on. And even some of the HOAs, even though they're out in the country, that was actually a concern when we were looking to buy a piece of property, because I have laying chickens, and it was well out in the country, but that specific subdivision was essentially what it was, even though all the properties were 3 to 5 acres, didn't allow any chickens.
Oh, interesting.
So you do need to check those before you move to see, you know, can you take whatever you currently have?
Or
are you going to have to rehome them?
Yeah.
Or, you know, don't get them and then have to turn around and get rid of them, obviously. Do your due diligence and make sure you can have whatever you have at your home. But yeah, next to dogs and cats, chickens, we get plenty of chickens. We occasionally get goats and some of those other critters. And people can be on wait lists, not only for breed-specific animals. You know, they want a German Shepherd 4-month-old puppy. You know, we'll call them when we get one in. You might be waiting a while.
Sure.
But
you will at least take a call list.
And we'll take that call list. And there's actually options on our website. If you go to our website and you're looking at the animals available for adoption, you click on a photo. There's also an option through Pet Tango to put your email address in and then be notified when we have something that we've put those keywords, that German Shepherd, in as a breed description. And you'll get notified that that came into the shelter. So because there are some folks that are looking for breed specific animals, and we work with breed rescue groups as well. and getting those animals moved out there as well. So if you're interested in any of that, the front desk can get you more information. Fill out an application, send it in. We can have it on Breedway. I don't think our livestock application is online. I will double check that later today. And then if not, you can definitely get it from the front desk. They have them there, and we can just give you a call when we get goats, chickens, ducks, whatever it is in. And check out our website for any of the ongoing events. This is the last week for the $12 dogs for $12 and the last free feline Friday. So it wraps up here at the end of July. So you've got a little bit left. Yep. And so look at some of the animals available for adoption. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see the posters for the animals that are the dogs that are $12. And I, you know, people are like, oh yeah, you see a bunch of those. I looked at it a couple of weeks ago. Yes. But if animals have been adopted, we added a new one. They're pretty much within 15 to 20 minutes. There's a new poster out because there's new faces on the poster. And take a look at them. A lot of them, medium-sized dogs, a lot of them have actually have a little bit of manners about them. They've been with us longer. We took the 12 dogs that have been with us the longest. So, and as they get adopted, like I said, we're adding another one. So check them out on our Facebook page or go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. And we're open today, 11 to 6, and Saturdays, 11 to 3.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Yep, that's Leah here from the Humane Society this morning. And Royce Aikman's here. How are you today?
Fine. Good morning. How are you?
Good. You got a list of stuff that's going on here?
I do. We've got a number of things, including a luncheon today that honors our Community Impact Award winners, Bobby Gutierrez with the House of Tires, Charlie Lima with Boom Fit, and Melissa Hodges, who is HBI Office Solutions in downtown Bryan. That event will be today at the Phillips Event Center. It is from 11:45 to 1. We were very close to being sold out last night. If you're interested in coming, you need to call us this morning and see if you can still get in. I will tell you there will not be tickets available at the door for that for sure. So, again, and thanks to Texas A&M Office of Procurement Services for sponsoring this event, as they have since we started this event so many years ago. We do have a business after hours this week. This is one of the months, 2 months of the year. We're going to actually do two of those. Wilton's Office Works, you know, right up here off, not very far from you.
On the bypass, right?
Yeah. Rudder, right down the bypass, just down, just a little bit south of Sterling Auto. It'll be our normal 5:30 to 7. It is a free event, and the public is invited, so come out and join us for that event. Normally have 250 up to 350 or more people, so it's a good networking opportunity for
They have chairs there, too, because they have office furniture, so you'll be able to sit down,
I bet.
So,
yeah. That's right. There's a lot of that's exactly right. Yeah. You pick up on the smart things.
Hey, you got to look for the angles where you can.
That's right. Our just economic outlook briefing is coming up on Thursday, August the 20th. That'll be at the Hilton at 11:30 to 1. It's sponsored by Caldwell Companies. And our speakers are going to be Senator Charles Swartner, Representative John Rainey, and Representative Kyle Cassell. It'll be kind of a wrap-up of the session and talking about things that might be going on now. That's actually proved to be very popular after when we do this right after the session. So I hope you'll join us for that. Again, that's Thursday, August the 20th. Save the date. Just down the road, Golf Classic will be the September the 14th at Traditions this year. And Lobster Fest will be Sunday, September the 20th at the Brazos Center. The Bank and Trust is title sponsoring that. Leadership Brazos applications are available online. Pay attention to the due date and all of that on that as well, or call the Chamber office at 260-5200. Have a deluxe ribbon cutting on Wednesday, August the 5th with Harvey Washbangers on Texas Avenue South and College Station. That'll be our normal 4:30 to 5:30. And then tomorrow we have one at a regular ribbon cutting at Little Caesar's Pizza at Tower Point, which I've already been there, I will tell you. It's 11:30 tomorrow, tomorrow the 29th, and they're out right near the HEB out there. And then next Tuesday the 4th, we have one at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church at 4:30. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Texas A&M University Office of the President. We appreciate them, and as we do appreciate you guys, WTAW.
You bet. We're glad to be here. Today I want to ask you a question. Yeah. We don't really talk about the politics necessarily, but we've been having a discussion with Congressman Flores about the Ex-Im Bank and how that's an export-import bank, and it's the funding is ended, but it's liable to be resurrected. This is one item among several that the United States Chamber of Commerce takes a position on. Now, you're a member of that organization.
That's correct.
kind of what are the ground rules? Because I'm going to guess that you don't agree with every stand that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce takes.
You know, and Scott, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring the Texas Association of Business into this discussion a little bit on a different scale. We're a member of the Texas Association of Business, too. And there's a lot of things we have clashed with both organizations on. One in particular I'll give you an example of. We were in Washington a number of years ago, and the Farm Bill was being debated, and it was coming up for vote. And it was a very tight vote, and they could not predict which way it went. The U.S. Chamber was against the Farm Bill. Obviously, with an ag-based community, like a lot of people don't realize how dependent we still are on agriculture in this community, we were for that bill. And the interesting thing is we were able to go into offices up there and say, we know that the U.S. Chamber endorses this. We're opposed to it. Or I'm sorry, in this case, it was the opposite. We know they're opposed to it, but here's why we're for it. And that bill passed by like one or two votes, which is one of the things I think we probably helped influence a little bit, being able to be up there, because we were up there like a few, just a day or two before the vote was taken. Now, they also endorse candidates in both organizations, and we do not endorse candidates. Mm-hmm. And the way I feel about that is that we need to be a member of those organizations because we at least have a voice with them. And we're able to, in our case, we did not win the battle with them on the Farm Bill. And there's been others that we don't win, but we at least have a voice with that organization. And when we go to Washington, we sit down and meet with them. We're able to find out what their position is on issues. And then, as I told you before, that allows us to go in and explain why we're opposed to what their position is or why we also agree with what their position is.
Well, and obviously even within your membership and on your board, you'll have people who will have different points of view when it comes to that.
And that's such a good example of this. And, you know, at the end, the majority wins and you go forward with that. Well, in their case, the majority went a little different than what we wanted, but our majority on our board went a different way. And so I just think it's important to be a part of those organizations, even when we don't agree with them on everything.
Well, again, the National Chamber has obviously decided they want to take a higher profile. So people need to understand sometimes you're in line with them, sometimes you're not.
That's right. And we fight that battle, especially locally with the Texas Association of Business. Sure. You know, we really, and I know I'm getting a little long here, but, you know, they were in favor of more high-stake testing and all, and we came out we were the first Chamber of Commerce in the state to go against them last year.
Interesting.
When I was in Austin this year, I went in to speak with a staff member for the Speaker of the House, and she says, Brian Collins, aren't you the first chamber that came out against Texas Association of Business's position? I said, yes, we are. Okay. And it was interesting that she had remembered that from the previous session. But our school superintendents come to our board meetings. They educated our board, and our board felt like we don't believe in testing for testing's sake, and we don't believe in teaching to test.
Right.
And so we came out opposed to that. And what didn't make us real popular with Bill Hammond up there?
No.
But it didn't bother me because, as you said before, you take a vote and the majority wins.
Sure. I appreciate the insight.
Thank you for the opportunity to discuss
that. You bet. We visit with the folks from the Humane Society and the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile, and the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need, and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 after mail-in rebate on Duracell Ultra Premium Gold and Platinum car batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. Pfizer today raised its full-year forecast as its new treatments continue to drive growth in the second quarter. Pfizer has had to combat a wave of patent expirations weighing on sales by forging development partnerships and making deals. Losing a spouse isn't just emotionally draining, it's also financially draining. A new study finds many major auto insurance companies raise rates for new widows by as much as 226%. The Consumer Federation of America notes that, in general, auto insurers charge higher premiums for people who aren't married. Insurers claim their data show married people are less likely to be in an accident. A San Diego man has filed a lawsuit against late-night talk show host Conan O'Brien, claiming O'Brien stole his jokes from Twitter and used them on air. A spokesman for O'Brien says the lawsuit has no merit and declined further comment. Crude oil down 25 cents at $47.14 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-881-6940. 800-881-6940. That's 800-881-6940.
At Hartman Realty Group, we invest in relationships. Everything we do is tailored to your needs. From the first meeting to well after closing, the focus is on providing a successful, seamless, and stress-free experience. Yes, we help people buy and sell their homes, but our bigger mission is to help them live life to the fullest. Often that means taking a break to spend quality time with the ones that matter most in their lives. That's why we created Date Night on Us. All our clients, the people who refer us, and even winners of our random drawings will receive a nice dinner on the town or entertainment venue of their choice. It's our way of investing in the things that make a house a home.
If you have a real estate need or if you know someone who does, get the conversation started today. Call Hartman Realty Group at 979-446-1893. That's 979-446-1893 or simply visit hartmanbcs.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, it doesn't take much to remember what it used to be like back when I was about 70 pounds heavier. Hard to move, out of breath after climbing the stairs. Couldn't fit in many restaurant booths either. Not anymore, though, of course. Not after a couple of months on the Active 8 weight loss plan developed by Michael Steelman, MD. You lose weight quickly and easily and without hunger or cravings. And you keep it off. That's important, that you keep it off. I have for over 3 years now. Call them. Tell them Chaz told you to call and get a very special cost savings price right now. It's the doctor's office diet plan that you can use at home. Try it. It worked for me, 70 pounds worth. Just tell them Chaz told you to call and you'll save 25%. That's a good thing. You can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Or you can go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. As Hollywood careers go, Patz was doing pretty well. She had appeared before motion picture cameras better than half a dozen times already, and her name was getting known to the producers and directors, and even a few of the head office honchos were beginning to take notice of the pretty young woman. Miss Ryan wasn't a full-time actress just yet. She was actually a student at the University of Southern California, but she found that acting in movies did several things. It was fairly easy work, and she didn't have to do it every day. It paid well, and she still had time for studies. And if things kept going the way they were going, well, she might have a chance at a real movie career. And the movies, well, they weren't her only interest in acting. She tried out and got the part in a stage play called The Dark Tower. And it was there that things changed for her. I guess you could say it was a little like a Hollywood love story. You see, there was a young man who had the lead in the stage play, and our young lady was almost instantly smitten. The two spent time on stage, of course, but it soon moved off stage, too. Wasn't too long before romance was in the air, and she was head over heels for this young actor. But I'm not sure that she knew his full life plans at the time. Yes, he was playing the lead in the stage production of The Dark Tower, but that really wasn't his dream. No, he had other goals for his life, and if this young movie actress was going to be part of his life, well, the movies, they were going to have to wait. Was it a tough decision for Miss Ryan? Well, she said it wasn't. But I'm not sure how hard it is to give up a budding movie career. Hard or not, it was the sacrifice that she made for love. Okay, so one more actress who gave up her show business career for her man, right? Well, not quite. You see, it's a little-known fact that this young woman who had over half a dozen movie appearances later became the First Lady of our country. And I'll bet you didn't know that. But she did. And I'll bet you didn't know that Ronnie and Nancy weren't the first movie actors to occupy the White House as residents either. But they weren't. But even more, think a minute of who her leading man was in The Dark Tower. Her future husband, future President of the United States, which is how Pat Ryan Nixon met him to begin with. Richard Nixon as a leading man? Well, that ought to keep you up for a night.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs. Whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends, we won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
It's happened to just about everyone. In an email, someone proposes a crazy idea. It's addressed to multiple people. You intended to forward your own harsh response, not to the sender, but to one of the other original recipients. You compose a quick, sharp put-down, and then, in an instant, you push send. Only then do you realize what you've done. In a panic, you look for any button to bring that email back, but the deed is done, unless you're using Google's Gmail. If you enable unsend, you may have 10 to 30 seconds to stop the offending mail. If you're using Chrome or Safari, there's a plugin called ClipText. ClipText has the option to recall and also allows messages to exist for only a certain amount of time before they self-destruct. Then there's Vertru, a plugin for Firefox and Chrome. It works with Gmail, Yahoo, and Outlook. The catch is that the recipient also must be using Vertru. Finally, try addressing your email after you write it to be sure the only one you intended to see it sees it. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate workgroups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers, and now it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text. But the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers. And printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. One person is dead after an early morning mobile home fire on Ellinger, southeast of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says seven units responded after 2 this morning, and a joint investigation with Bryan Police is underway. No other homes were affected, and a cause has not been determined. No word on additional injuries or displaced residents. If a Bryan City Councilman decides he'll seek re-election, he'll have 2 opponents. Filing yesterday, the first day for the November election for the Bryan City Council at-large position, are Kevin Davenport and Buppy Simank. Incumbent Chuck Conderla told WTAW News he's considering whether to pursue a second term. There will be at least one new member on the Bryan City Council because Art Hughes has served the maximum 2 terms in single-member District 5. 2 are seeking that post, Jared Hamblin and Ben Hardiman. 2 incumbents on the College Station City Council, James Benham and John Nichols, have filed for re-election. The filing deadline for the City Council and school board elections in Bryan and College Station is August 24th. For more than 4 years, Bryan City employees have had access to a wellness center operated by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. The City Council is being asked to add Bryan School District employees. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says if the council follows approval earlier this month by the school board, Bryan ISD employees and their families will be eligible starting January 1st.
We are very appreciative that the City of Bryan has allowed us to really piggyback on what they ventured into years ago and uncharted waters.
Dr. Wallace says employees who participate take fewer sick days.
You see an attendance spike at work, and so that's what we want. We don't want to have to continue to see people miss work because they're ill and then have to hire substitutes. We're going to be much better off academically and across the board if our teachers are in the classroom, and we feel like this is a good way to keep our teachers in the classroom.
The school district will pay a proportional share of the cost to the city, which in turn will pay St. Joseph's. Developers of a combination student housing and retail complex next to Wolfpin Creek Park now have the option of turning the business space into more apartments. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved a conditional use permit involving the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Dartmouth and Holloman. James Benham, who moved approval, says the city has no business getting involved in the negotiations of the last business in the complex, whose lease is expiring.
This current tenant's lease is up in August of 2015. I lease several buildings all over the world for commercial purposes, and my expectations do not exceed the term of my lease because I know that I don't own that building and I don't have the right to dictate to the property owner what they do.
Julie Schultz wanted to keep the ground floor retail as originally approved.
Why are we allowed to regulate what happens to the apartment owners? We're not here to make sure their business is worthy or doing well, just like this. It's both ways. Which way are we doing this? We're helping one business and hurting another.
Based on the variety of apartment floor plans on the loft's website, the 4 retail spaces could be turned into as many as 14 one-bedroom, one-bath units. Almost 4 years has passed since a College Station man was shot and stabbed to death and his wife was stabbed during a burglary at their home on Deacon Drive. Jury selection began yesterday in the capital murder trial of 22-year-old Gabriel Hall of College Station. The district attorney's office wants Hall to be executed for the death of Edwin Shar Jr., who was 68 when he died in the garage of his home in October 2011. Prosecutors posted on social media that jury selection will continue through the month of August. A Bryan man has been convicted of a crime in Brazos County District Court for the 28th time. The district attorney's office reports 52-year-old Wiley Hawkins was found guilty of running away from and later punching a Bryan policeman in August of last year. But a sentencing agreement was reached where Hawkins can't appeal the convictions. In exchange, Hawkins got a 30-year prison term and prosecutors dropped a charge of burglarizing a building. Another agreement with the DA's office resulted in another Bryan man admitting to possessing nearly $8,000 of cocaine last year. 30-year-old Rogerio Herrera was sentenced to 13 years in prison. College Station police witnessed a drug buy at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan, which led to getting a search warrant for Herrera's home. A detective testified at sentencing the seizure of 5.5 ounces of cocaine was one of the largest he's seen in more than 20 years on the job. There will be more eyes on the investigation of the Sandra Bland arrest and death. Waller County District Attorney Elton Mathis has announced bringing in 2 prominent lawyers as part of a committee to review evidence.
The one thing we would ask the public to do is not assess this investigation based on rumor or things that may be out on social media.
It was also announced yesterday by 2 experts who say Bland may have gotten marijuana in jail. They say the level of THC in her bloodstream was high enough to suggest she used marijuana after she was booked into jail. One of Mathis's deputy prosecutors said last week he would not rule out that drugs were smuggled into the jail. For the next 3 weeks, southbound freeway traffic will have limited options getting on and off. The Texas Department of Transportation reports the southbound exit at Southwest Parkway will be closed starting this morning for the next 3 months, along with the on-ramp in front of the mall. TxDOT says weather permitting, new on- and off-ramps will be completed in early November before the start of the holiday shopping season. Meantime, wet spring weather pushed back completion of new ramps for southbound traffic between Briarcrest and University until the middle of August. TxDOT says completion of all the new freeway on- and off-ramps is scheduled for the spring of next year. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
It's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications in business. For your business since 1981, two-way radios, paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. You know the numbers, but heck, here they
mostly
are.
Mostly sunny, continued hot through today. Your high temperature this afternoon, 95 to near 100. And tonight, fair weather, clear to occasionally partly cloudy, low temperature mid-70s. More of the same likely on Wednesday, sunshine with a few scattered clouds around 95 to 100, and then clear mid-70s on Wednesday night. Thursday, close to 100 with a mix of clouds and sun, a slight chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dang, here's the story we should have done with Leah rather than the snakes.
Okay.
Dallas cat named Skinny has lost more than half of his body weight. The former 41-pound cat.
Whoa!
Down to 19 pounds. Man, that's a big cat.
That's as big as my pit bull mix.
Dr. Brittany Barton says the orange tabby she adopted in 2013 slimmed down with exercise and a special diet. Wearing a little sweatband. Yeah, sweat, you know, put a man's head. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Patrick, you'll dig this.
What?
Let's go way back to 1998.
Okay. way back.
Yeah. Home broadband connections were rare.
Uh-huh.
Amazon was 4 years old. Shopping online was kind of a novelty and this weird concept to most Americans. Kmart.
I remember that place.
Yeah. They were out to change that, encouraging customers to purchase an amazing array of merchandise from the comfort of their own local Kmart. Of course, today, some retailers, of course, offer in-store kiosks where you can order sizes and items that aren't in stock from a website. But in 1998, to order something online from Kmart, you had to first visit a Kmart.
Awesome.
The in-store online shopping option was called Kmart Solutions. So, I mean, in some ways, they were kind of... Yeah.
Maybe a little ahead of their time?
Well, oh, I forget what we were talking about the other day.
I mean, it was basically digitizing the Best catalog.
Yeah, okay, that yeah, right.
I remember Best products.
Mm-hmm, that's true. But Jackie and I were talking about something and just how options had changed. And, you know, the thing that you can really revert back to is it used to be that you could only buy a telephone one place.
Uh-huh. You could only get a telephone, you know, with a wire stuck in the wall one place. Then, look at there, you ended up being able to buy a cordless phone or a phone that plugged into the wall at Radio Shack and places like that.
You had to figure out which megahertz you wanted.
Yeah, exactly. And now you basically can go into a convenience store and buy a cell phone. I mean, it's just the way things change. So, you know, you do. Kudos to Kmart for doing it within the realm of what we understood at that time.
I'll tell you one thing that shocked me. I have a mobile app, and I don't usually do this for stores, but a local grocery-torium.
Uh-huh.
They put their prices on their app.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm used to seeing products, and then you got to come in to see our price. No,
sure.
You tell them which store you're shopping at. They'll tell you the current price. You can make your grocery list.
Amazing.
And know the bottom line before you ever walk in the store.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Now, and so updated in real time?
Oh, real time. I mean, because they've already got their database. That's how they run their store.
Sure.
So they just, someone just went ahead and connected it and said, well, let the customer know.
Makes perfect sense. Hello.
Hey, was there a spinning blue light above the computer?
Yeah, good point. Excellent point. Yeah,
only every now and then.
Yeah, when they lower a price. Blue light special, folks. I mean, for some. Well, but, you know, we used to have a Kmart here a long time ago. Now I think the nearest one's still in Huntsville, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Get this. Playbill.com says the touring company of The Book of Mormon settles into the Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater in Salt Lake City.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. Starting tonight and going through August the 9th. Yeah.
Fly on the wall for that one.
Could be rather interesting.
Let's see those violent Mormon extremists outside protesting.
You know, there's not a lot of, they have some naughty talk in that show, too, just saying. So we'll see how all that.
It's supposed to be really funny, though.
Okay. If you're one of those people who's still debating whether to buy an Apple Watch.
I'm not debating. The answer's no.
Yeah, you have a new source, Best Buy. Company says you'll be able to grab the watch at 100 of its stores and on its website beginning on August the 7th with another 200 of its stores, selling it before the end of the year. Best Buy is the first retailer other than Apple to sell the watch.
Hmm.
I was in Best Buy yesterday for the first time in, I don't know, a long time. And, you know, they've changed it up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But I got waited on faster. And I could check out right there. Didn't have to go to the central checkout, so I like that kind of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, they do. I think they have it. They have it kind of broken up now, so that you don't have to go through the major checkout line.
I've seen them change probably once or twice a year for the past 3 years. I think.
Yeah, it's well again, and I guess the layout of this store, and I guess this is really a smaller store, but the layout of this store seems to be there's so many people who want to go right to Geek Squad or cell phones, and they're right there at the front of the store. But anyway. It's interesting. So sudden climate change killed off the woolly mammoths, according to a new study. Also killed off a species of what they call short-faced bears and cave lions.
I'm just as glad they're not around anymore.
Yeah, why would we need those? All because of rapid climate warming events.
Yeah. How many cars were on the road then?
Yeah, good point. Oh, good point. And coal-fired stoves.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, think about that. The diesel generators back behind the volcanoes. The the new research out of Australia has found that abrupt climate spikes called interstadials.
Stitial?
Oh, could that, well.
I don't know. Interstitial?
S-T-A-D-I-A-L-S.
Oh, it's interstadial.
Yeah, interstadials.
I don't know that one.
Occurred during the late Pleistocene era, about 60,000 to 12,000 years ago. Discovery News says, these interstadials of anywhere from 7 to 29 degrees over a few decades would have made it very difficult for large animals like the woolly mammoth to survive.
Huh. One thing when I searched for interstadial was interstadial versus interglacial.
Okay.
So you take the interstadial to Dallas.
Yeah, that's it. Or you watch football in an interstadial.
You're
interstadial when you watch a football game. How's that?
And plasticine is the kind of cup, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
stadials are colder periods. Interstadials are warmer periods during the quaternary period.
Listen to us.
Oh, listen to Wikipedia.
Man. And everybody else is just waiting for the new Blake Shelton song. But, but not us. No, we're doing that. All right, so this is a little bizarre, and it may be just to sell books. A former Scotland Yard detective who has a book out called The London Underground Serial Killer. Okay, author's name is Jeff Platt. Jeff says higher-ups have been hiding a man's confession that he pushed 18 people to their deaths in the underground. He says convicted killer Kieran Kelly confessed to the murders, but Scotland Yard covered it up so the public would not panic. Jeff says that the killer was proud of his killings and said the further he dug into the story, they realized that he was at the scene of every one of these, air quote, suicides. To cover it up, he said, think about it. The police don't want it getting out that there would be a mass panic. They didn't want people knowing a serial killer got away with punishing innocent people on the tracks. They'd be afraid of what could happen again. And that is a repeat of that. Anyway, name of the book again is The London Underground Serial Killer. Don't know. Again, maybe he's just out there trying to sell his book, and I had to understand that, but could be one of those things that was happening. Ten till.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
Waggy Pet Zone wants to thank you for voting them best in the Brazos Valley for pet boarding and daycare. But did you also know that they offer training, grooming, play care, and veterinary care? Find out more by calling 693-9663 or click on waggypetzone.com.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. An elongated skull shaped like an egg has been found in a city in central Russia. UFO believers around the world, of course, think that they finally have that concrete evidence of alien life on Earth. Archaeologists say, yeah, not so much.
No, they're bound heads.
Yes.
What?
Well, likely
bound
the skull of a woman from 4000 BC. They say the tribe in question probably bound the heads of the deceased. And that would, of course, change the shape of their noggins. So, Patrick, were you with us when we were talking about the Terminator thing? The
Elon Musk thing? Listening, yes.
Oh, okay. I would have thought you would have weighed in.
Well, I couldn't at the moment. But, evil AI. There's some... It's probably not going to happen Terminator-like. The whole idea... What people are really concerned about is ruthless efficiency. If we make a computer program and its job is to be increasingly efficient, there's a chance that it could decide that humans are exceedingly inefficient and try to remove the inefficiency. So that it only really becomes an issue if you allow the robots aren't necessarily going to rise up. We don't even have those robots yet.
Sure.
So maybe it could be a situation where something goes out to cars and they all just take a hard left turn, but...
Well, it could,
doubtful.
Yeah. Again, it would take a gigantic army to put it in motion. But
it's
guess
just
that's...
making sure that the code serves us and it never becomes sentient.
Yes, they're sounding a cautionary note.
Yes.
Of course they'd turn left.
Yeah. But they'd have their blinker on, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so
bulletproof items that you might not have known about. If you have $20,000, a good sense of style, and worried about small arms fire, then you might want to order a custom-made bulletproof suit
from the Canadian tailor shop Garrison Bespoke. Carbon nanotubes harden on impact from either a bullet or a knife.
Cool.
School shootings and natural disasters are tragic parts of American modern life. Safety Products Company developed a bright orange bodyguard blanket specifically for kids. The bullet-resistant product is more like a pad than a blanket. It contains straps to help hold it in place. It is designed to be worn like a backpack, providing shelter beneath it in case of a problem. A Latvian luxury car maker, Darts, unveiled one of the world's most luxurious baby seats recently. That's kind of frightening just to think about. But it offers more than just a measure of protection during auto accidents. The bulletproof back is made from Kevlar overlaid with carbon fiber. Gold-plated crocodile skin and high-end leather brings in a luxury component. The bullet-safe baseball hat. Didn't know we needed one of those. Looks pretty normal. You could wear it to the ball game. Nobody would look twice. It hides a ballistic panel that sits above the forehead. The cap successfully funded on Kickstarter, geared for law enforcement members looking for a subtle way to protect their noggins. Blast boxers from BCB International actually are what they sound like, boxer shorts designed to protect the lower body from injury in case of a proximity to an explosion.
That's to protect the femoral artery.
I think so. Blast boxers, okay. Armor manufacturer Hardwire created a bulletproof whiteboard for teachers in 2013. The whiteboard is made with ballistic armor panels and designed to be held like a shield if necessary.
See, I can see that making sense.
Well, it's like those cufflinks that Wonder Woman had on. Wrist deals, right? Bounce the bullets off of there.
Yeah, just like that,
yeah.
Scott.
But I mean, you know, again, your aim's got to be pretty good because if you miss it by a little bit, then it done absolutely nothing for you.
Missed by that much.
Exactly.
We invite you to join us for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, a community-wide collection of school supplies for the children in our area on Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center and both HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point locations. For more information, visit jlbcs.org.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at just $5 at Cellucor Field.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Okay, kids, time for bed.
Daddy, tell us a story.
Yeah, please.
All right.
There once was a family out on a camping trip in a new Toyota Tundra Special Edition.
John, you're gonna scare the kids.
Oh, come on, Mom.
Keep going, Daddy.
Well, as they entered a mysterious forest, they sensed something was with them in the Tundra.
What?
The boogeyman?
Nope, the Bass Pro Shops camping package that was included.
That's not scary.
Oh, no? There was a tent, fishing rods, a tackle box, backpacks, and sleeping bags, all the camping gear they needed. But then, the father discovered the Tundra wasn't theirs.
Dad. Fine. We'll go see the Tundra tomorrow.
See, kids? That's how it's done.
Now get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2015 Tundra Special Edition. Plus a Bass Pro Shops camping package with every purchase. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 8/3/15.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A couple of minutes till. According to the Pew Research Institute, a recent federal court ruling decision about accidental cell phone dialing, known popularly as butt dialing, raises some interesting privacy issues that could affect millions. Nearly two-thirds of U.S.